Listener Carla wrote, I would consider contributing, even though I know that my tax dollars are already supporting the station, as I do enjoy the classical music. But when you propagandize social issues such as the WOW reproductive rights picketing of Senator Tom Goolsbee's office, you just make me realize what a liberal institution you are, and that although I don't control the tax dollars going to you, I can control where I send my overtaxed, double and triple taxed income. Accordingly, please be informed that I will no longer listen to your station. Please be aware that there are many of, quote, us, unquote, out here, and you are losing your audience and support. We thank the many listeners who do support WHQR. As you probably know, we have a short summer fun drive coming up starting Monday, and we're giving away a vacation package to the Marsh Harbor Inn on Bald Head Island to listeners contacting us at WHQR.org by midnight Sunday. Here are some comments about the station made from people who've recently made pledges. Mary Lou from Wilmington wrote, I think it is a nice mix. I wake up with Morning Edition and Bob Workman, then continue through most mornings and into early afternoon. I love Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Timothy of Curie Beach wrote, the programming has interest for a variety of listeners. I like the variation. Donna from Shallotte wrote, we are members, but technically this isn't a renewal contribution. Our renewal date is in the fall. But we like to give additional donations throughout the year during the various fundraisers just to let you know that we're here and that we care. And we truly love WHQR and public radio. Karen wrote, I listen to National Public Radio every time I'm driving between Southport and Pinehurst, North Carolina, when I go to visit my parents. I really enjoy all the programming, but my favorite show is This American Life. I think it's important to contribute to allow the programs to continue. Leah from Shallotte wrote, always real news. Thank you. Tom and Carol from Southport wrote, there can never be too much classical music on the radio. Karen from Wallace wrote, I especially love the Diane Rehm Show. Thanks for airing it. We also like all the news programming. We have CDs to listen to classical music in cars or at home. Deborah from Wilmington wrote, feeling guilty about being a lapsed member. Time to come back. I couldn't live without my WHQR. Amy from Wilmington wrote, love the station, but I really hope you choose to do away with the Diane Rehm program, and I choose to no longer listen during this time period. I'm not opposed to the content, but I feel the show is difficult to listen to and moves quite slowly. Jerry of Chapel Hill wrote, great programming. I particularly appreciate Midday Cafe. Thanks also for Diane Rehm. Your hosts and announcers are terrific. I listen mainly by streaming to computer or tablet since I live in the Triangle. And that's a sample of messages that have come into our pledge form at WHQR.org. You can do the same. And, of course, we'd also love to hear from you anytime on Friday Feedback. You can leave a message via email to feedback@WHQR.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.